And while I had answers to the questions, my big struggle at that moment was why the church, it feels like, we can talk about this maybe a little more, but why it feels like sometimes the church doesn't give us that information, and instead we find it elsewhere and run into sometimes struggles. And in dealing with that, there was a point, kind of a low spot, where in the midst of, as you put it correctly, a major crisis of faith, I was to the point where I was ready to ask to be released from my calling. I was ready to essentially back away from the church and kind of remove myself from it, at least for a time. And in the midst of that trial, I had come across some places online where I was able to kind of throw my questions out there and begin to get some answers on why we tackle the information the way we do. Also had some deep spiritual experiences which tied me back into the gospel. And having come out of this major crisis of faith, it became, you know, pretty obvious to me, and I think to most listeners who understand some of these challenges, that in most of our wards and even in our stakes, there's not a lot of people who are equipped to handle these issues or to provide good answers and context. And so I said, you know what, there's got to be a better place to go. And at that point, I started my own podcast to tackle these kinds of issues so that people can begin to see that when we encounter difficult information, there's a context we can put things in. There's a way in which we can deal with these issues that allows for us to, as Elder Holland said, lead with faith. And so I hope that as we move forward, there's going to be more and more resources out there, but I certainly am grateful that my podcast is just one place that people can go to get some help.
And Bill, tell people how they can find that podcast online. That's one of the things I did not want to miss sharing.
Absolutely. You can find it at mormondiscussion.podbean.com. There's about 137 episodes up there. Each of them deal with, in some way, helping members of the church understand the complexities of some of the issues we talk about in regards to the historical or the doctrinal issues that some people have trouble over. And so mormondiscussion.podbean.com, and again, all the episodes are there. There's a list of kind of a backlog of episodes if you want to go back and listen to some of the older ones. And I think that as people listen to some of these ideas, they'll begin to see that the gospel is a lot more flexible at times than we sometimes think it is.
You know, it's interesting how over time the way that people who are critical of the church have changed their tactics and used different methods, but the basic content is the same. I remember walking up to seminary as a first-year high school student in the Salt Lake Valley, and on my way up there, I was handed an anti-Mormon tract brochure by actually, as anti-Mormons go, he was a pretty nice guy by the name of Wally Tope, who has since passed away. And I wound up years later debating him several times on the radio. But some people see this stuff and they just kind of laugh or throw it away or roll their eyes or something. And my instant approach was to take this thing home and dissect it and find out what the response was and just go after it. And Bill, you and I talked about before we were on the air today how so many people just don't even care about this stuff and are not even bothered about it. And so dealing with it in church really would not be such a great forum. And that's why some of these other sources are good for them, but would not be appropriate in sacrament meeting or Sunday school or probably even in a priesthood or relief society setting.
Right. You know, I just read something last week which talked about essentially that if we just read a little bit, it's very easy to get it, to find things that will cause us to have doubts or to have challenges to our testimony. And that if we'll read a lot, if we'll really dive deep into an issue, that all of a sudden there's plenty of room for faith again. And I think the issue at heart is that if we go into an average ward, there's only so many people who are in that ward really exploring, studying, you know, delving into these deeper issues. And so when they encounter just a little bit of material, there's nobody else around them to offer context. Nobody else, you know, perhaps nobody else in the ward. I know in my ward, there's nobody else that's thinking about those kinds of deep issues there, and I don't mean that as any knock on them. And so people will feel like they've got nowhere to turn and no place to go. And it feels like maybe they, you know, they're the only person in the ward who's aware of this, and because they've learned this little tidbit of information, all of a sudden there's no room for faith again. But in reality, generally with almost every issue, and I can't think of one issue off my mind that this doesn't fit, but in every issue, if we'll explore deeper, grab at what really is going on, what the context of these issues are, there's plenty of room for faith. And you're absolutely right. Church is not the place where we want to get into spending, you know, Sunday school hour or Priesthood and Relief Society hour talking about those issues that people run into as far as being like a whole hour-long lesson on it. It's not going to bring in the Spirit. It's not going to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But we do need to at least let people know that there are resources out there that people can go to where they can find help for these types of things.
We are speaking this hour with Bill Reel, faithful member of the LDS Church, was an LDS bishop. And while he was a bishop, he had a crisis of faith because of some anti-Mormon, if you will, or critical material, if you will, that he ran into. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with him about how you can deal with a crisis of faith that you might have, or if you have a friend or relative that has one, how they might be able to deal with it. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Religion Today with Martin Tanner continues on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We're back. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. With me by phone from Ohio is Bill Reel. He's a faithful member of the LDS Church. He has held the position of bishop in the LDS faith. And he is here today because while he was a bishop, he had questions about the church that led to a crisis of faith. And I thought it would be insightful for those of you who may be in the same position or may know someone else who is, or even if you've never even had that kind of thing enter into your mind, to realize that those kinds of concerns exist and that there are resources to deal with them. One of the things that we mentioned last hour was that some people say, well, why doesn't the church talk about this? Why don't we hear about it in church? And the answer is simply, those kinds of critical questions should really not be discussed in church, which is for faith-promoting things. But in this context on the radio, we now, with Bill Reel, are going to talk about where people can go to find answers to these kinds of questions that may come up. So thanks again for joining us, Bill. It's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, grateful to be back with you, Martin. You know, the one thing we talked about before the break was that people often will feel alone. They don't have anybody else in their ward or stake, or at least they're not aware of who else in their ward or stake they can talk to, who, one, understands these issues, and two, can provide answers. And you can have that conversation in a way that's not going to hurt the testimony of the other person. And so there are some resources out there which we can talk about. The big one we wanted to kind of hit on is fairmormon.org. If you've ever heard of the Foundation of Apologetic Information and Research, which was the old name that FAIR went by, they've completely changed their look and changed their site. It's found at fairmormon.org, and there's lots of resources there. They have what they call a Fair Mormon Wiki, which is a set of website pages that addresses pretty much any question you could possibly have about the gospel of Jesus Christ and about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And so lots of answers can be found there. And so if someone comes across something and all they want to do is just get more information, it's a great place to go. But for some people who run into a crisis of faith, they're needing more of a connection, more of an emotional fellowship. And so Fair Mormon has created a discussion board at fairmormonsupport.org. This is a place where you can go and you can post an introduction and talk about your story. you can go in and ask specific questions. The other folks that are in this discussion board are faithful Latter-day Saints. They are aware of the difficult issues, and they're here to look to provide both emotional support to you as you are struggling, as well as give you good context and answers to the questions. And I think this is big. When we talk about discussion boards and other places online one can go, there are lots of places that will support you on an emotional level. They'll validate you in your struggle and help you personally. And there are other places you can go that will hash out the questions and provide answers. But I don't know of any place you can go where both happen. And Fair Mormon Support fills that. It's a place where you can go, you can ask whatever you need to, you can not worry about hurting someone else's testimony, but at the same time, these folks have good answers. They've got ways in which they've worked through these same kinds of problems and questions, and in a way that absolutely leads with faith and allows one to continue on in the gospel confidently.
Well said. Another point that I really wanted to make here, Bill, and that we talked briefly before this segment, was that in, I believe, virtually every single case, if someone has a crisis of faith, if they will not just assume there is no answer, and if they will go beyond just a superficial look at the issue, or even maybe just a moderate look at the issue, because there are a lot of bad sources. There are a lot of critical sources. But if you really take the time to look and dive deeply into a subject, at least for me, in every single case, and I've done this thousands of times, I've come away with even more of a belief in the gospel than I had before, even more of an absolute assurance that it was real and genuine, because when you dig down to a deep level, it withstands scrutiny and becomes even more genuine and more real, and you realize that it's not superficial.
Yep. You know, Elder Uchtdorf, in a CES fireside, President Uchtdorf gave a beautiful quote in his CES fireside titled, What is Truth? And if you don't mind me just quoting this, I think this is a perfect setup for this part of the conversation. He says, sometimes we assume, well, I'm sorry, Martin, I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't have it here in front of me, but he says something along the lines of, we often confuse belief with truth. And so often when truth is presented to us, that we want to just defend the beliefs that we have so diligently that we are unopened to new truths coming to us. And often when people encounter a crisis of faith, what has happened is they've often built their foundation on the gospel, on a simplified understanding of how things work, and they see things in a very, I guess, black and white or cut and dry way. In reality, life is complex. The gospel is complex. And so when we encounter these difficult issues, two things have to happen. One is we have to be more open to this complexity. We have to be able to realize that not everything is just simple. And we've got to be open to the rich depths that our church history has and the rich depths of our doctrine. And that at times we're going to find little pieces of conflict here and there. But as we add context and depth to that, we can usually put those things in their place. The second thing that we have to do is to realize that in some ways we've set up what I'll call false assumptions. And what I mean by that is we'll have little things that we feel like we've been taught. Maybe we have. Maybe other members of the church have taught a lesson or given a talk and we've picked up something where we believe, for instance, that say a prophet of the church or an apostle of the church is infallible and perfect, and anything they say is the mind and will of God. And if we'll take some of those things we hold as false assumptions, and again, we're not going to know that at the time, but if we're open to that complex history and open to examining our own beliefs and really asking ourselves if some of the things we hold as belief are true, we can start to fix some of these things. And one of the things I find is that if one goes on to that fairmormonsupport.org and goes into one of these discussion boards and ask these kinds of questions, generally what will happen is there'll be a group of, 7-8 people who will respond very quickly and give you as the questioner perspective. Some of those answers might be useful, some of them may not, but what they do is they offer the ability to see how the issue is understood by others. And generally when I have a tough question and I ask seven or eight informed individuals, how they frame these things. Their explanations help me to better understand the context in which I'm seeing this question or this issue I'm struggling with. And in doing so, again, I think it opens up room for faith. It allows us to put things back together. A lot of people who lose their faith will say that the house of cards came down. But I think a site like fairmormonsupport.org allows us to rebuild that house of cards, but in a way that won't fall. It'll be a sturdy foundation. It'll be based on more truth and give us a chance to have things put together in a way that allows a more reasonable framework and a better chance for us to see the ways in which faith can be exercised in our life.
Absolutely. Well said. Bill, it has just been a pleasure and a delight to have you on. Thanks for sharing your story and directing people to Fair Mormon. It's a great, great, great site. Join me again.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you. Join me again next week. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today.